Mob protests U.S. strikes on Yemeni Houthi terrorists at UN, attacks Israeli man. By Olivia Rondo on January 13, 2024. A mob of hundreds of protesters demonstrated outside the Yemeni Foreign Consulate in New York City Friday night in response to the U.S. military strike on Houthi rebels, a militant Islamist group that attacked cargo ships in the Red Sea. The Iran-backed terrorists have been launching assaults against Israel and shipping vessels that dared to cross the sea between Africa and Asia, adding to supply chain issues and the rising prices of imported goods. According to U.S. officials, Houthis have launched 27 separate attacks in solidarity with Hamas since the Palestinian terror group's October 7 attack on Israel. The retaliatory strike was launched on Thursday by collaborating U.S., U.K., and other allied military forces after several warnings were made to the Houthis to stop their attacks. Friday's hands-off Yemen protest occurred at the permanent mission of Yemen to the United Nations in Manhattan, with some protesters getting violent, the New York Post reported. One couple carrying an Israeli flag during the rally was attacked while attempting to wade through the crowd with their dog. The man was shoved and their flag was stolen so the terrorist sympathizers could try to light it on fire. "Long live Hamas, you piece of shit," shouted a man waving a Free Palestine flag at the couple. The NYC couple, who chose to remain anonymous, told the outlet they were walking to a local dog park when the mob blocked their path. The man, who is Israeli, recounted how he ran back to his apartment to grab his flag before trying to make his way through the crowd before he was assaulted. "Next step, I promise you, the next time they're going to be supporting ISIS," the man said. "Because ISIS hates America, therefore, ISIS good. It's beyond insane what's going on here." The protesters could be heard chanting a spin on a popular anti-Semitic chant, "From the river to the sea, Yemen will be free." "Gaza called," Yemen answered. "All Israeli boats are cancelled," they shouted as some held signs reading "Hands off Yemen" and "Fuck you Biden." "Genocide Joe has got to go," could also be heard from demonstrators. The Post reported that several protesters were seen scraping "Stand with Israel" stickers off of light posts as they marched, while others tore down posters regarding Israeli hostages. Outside the United Nations headquarters in Midtown, Nurdin Kizwani, founder of the pro-Palestinian organization Within Our Lifetime, claimed, "The Yemeni people and the Palestinian people are the only free people because we resist by any means necessary. We have no faith in your courts, your institutions, your governments. The United States, the United Kingdom, all puppet Arab Zionist normalizing regimes. We only have faith in the resistance," she said. "As long as there is resistance in Palestine and Yemen, as long as there is a blockade on Yemen and Gaza, we will stand up to resist it." No arrests have been reported as of Saturday. Meanwhile, in Yemen, massive protests have erupted in the capital of Sana'a over the U.S. strikes that killed 5 people, according to Houthi leaders. Similar protests have also taken place in London, England, with pro-Palestine protesters chanting, "Yemen, Yemen, make us proud, turn another ship around."